This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Friday, March 22nd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. My latest purchase were the stretch corduroy pants. They're extremely comfortable, and so far, two people have asked me where I got them, which I assume is the ultimate compliment. For the brand, not for me. So, take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the United States has submitted the draft of a resolution to the UN Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza along with the release of the remaining hostages. Blinken also said that an agreement between parties is getting closer while the Biden administration continues to put pressure on Israel for a ceasefire. Guess what? The government will potentially shut down tomorrow if Congress doesn't pass its new $1.2 trillion government funding bill, which they just released yesterday morning. You might remember from a few weeks ago that so far, Congress had only passed legislation to fund half of government's agencies, and they were still due to pass a funding bill for the second half, or else those agencies specifically will shut down. The bill is over 1,000 pages and includes funding for the Departments of State, Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, and Health and Human Services. In terms of impact, it seeks to raise the retirement age for Social Security, cut resources for the IRS and medical care, and bar funding for UNRWA, while increasing funding for immigration detention, childcare, education programs, and health research. By the way, Congress only has 6 months until they're due to pass next year's spending bill. Life comes at you fast. Whatever happens, don't let it ruin your weekend. Yesterday, the DOJ, alongside 16 state and district attorneys general, filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, alleging that the company holds an illegal monopoly over the smartphone market. The filing specifically accuses Apple of driving up prices for both consumers and developers by selectively imposing contractual restrictions, suppressing the quality of messaging between iPhone and Androids, limiting the functionality of their smartwatches to work with iPhones, and blocking third-party developers from creating digital wallets for the iPhone, among other complaints. The DOJ did not state whether or not they intend to break up Apple, while Apple says that they intend to move to have the case dismissed. Hopefully, this doesn't mean green text for everybody. President Biden has announced a deal with Intel that will provide the company with $8.5 billion in grants, plus another $11 billion in loans, for the purpose of building semiconductor chip plants in four states in the U.S. The funding comes from the 2022 Chips and Science Act in an effort to boost U.S. production of the chips that are currently made exclusively overseas, but that enable the operation of most electronic devices, including cars, cell phones, and military weapons. Intel will simultaneously invest $100 billion of its own money, while it will also claim $25 billion worth of tax credits, and it's expected that this deal will create almost 30,000 construction and manufacturing jobs. We're closing out the week with some structural injustices, first at the Social Security Administration. An independent watchdog agency found that after a two-year probe into the Social Security Administration, that the SSA's internal office failed to notify poor and disabled Americans before imposing massive fines on them, sometimes of over $100,000. This is considered a substantial violation of due process, with the investigation arguing that the findings raise legal questions about the validity of these penalties. And the Justice Department Inspector General urged the Social Security Office to review every single penalty that they have issued under the relevant program since 1995, and to take corrective action where needed. Can you imagine having to review every mistake you've made since 1995? For our final story, a new study published in JAMA Network Open found that Black patients at large healthcare systems may be less likely to have their emails answered through online portals by doctors than white patients. Researchers analyzed responses to patient portal message for 39,000 primary care patients at Boston Medical Center, which is a large healthcare system. They found that registered nurses and physicians in training had similar response rates to patients regardless of their race, but that there were differences in response rates when it came to attending physicians of nearly 4%. Similarly, Hispanic and Asian patients were also less likely to receive a response from an attending physician than white patients, though to a smaller extent than Black patients. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. So take this as your invitation to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. And until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.